This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Roger Stone, a veteran Republican operative and President Trump's longtime confidant, to more than 3 years in prison for obstructing a congressional inquiry into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magan.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump expressed hope that Stone would get a new trial and be exonerated. VOA Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers.
I'm not going to do anything in terms of the great powers bestowed upon a president of the United States. I want the process to play out.
Trump added that he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
Japan and South Korea have agreed to hold dialogue on export controls March 10th in Seoul. The Japanese government last December reversed curbs on exports to South Korea, one of three technology materials which it had restricted since July. This is VOA News. China reported an uptick in new cases of coronavirus Friday, boosted by more than 200 people testing positive for the disease in two prisons outside of Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak. China has had more than 2,200 deaths and more than 75,000 reported infections. Meanwhile, as Phil Mercer reports for VOA, two Australians evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan have tested positive for the new virus after being flown home. Authorities in Canberra have also extended a ban for another week for foreign travellers arriving from mainland China.
Dr. Diane Stevens from the National Critical Care and Trauma Response Centre says the two patients will be sent to hospitals near their homes.
Those people remain well and mildly ill with cold-like symptoms, and they do not necessarily need to be in the hospital system, but more than likely will enter the hospital system in their home states while they manage the COVID-19 quarantine and isolation procedures.
The cruise ship passengers are being held in quarantine at a former workers' camp near Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United Nations says it is very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands of civilians remain trapped between the warring parties. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Syria.
We are here in a camp about 2 days' journey from Idlib, where families have fled. For many, it is the closest, relatively safe place to take shelter. But families here are still short on medicine, electricity, and other basic needs. Since December, 900,000 people have been displaced, and hundreds have died, including children that have frozen to death. Families here in this camp say they have been displaced 3, 4, or 5 times. Many of their friends and relatives, they say, are still trapped in the battle zone. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad hopes to declare victory over a multitude of warring parties in Idlib, but aid organizations say without an immediate ceasefire, the crisis will deepen. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Manbij, Syria.
New Mexico's attorney general sued Google Thursday over allegations that the tech company is illegally collecting personal data generated by children in violation of federal and state laws. The lawsuit claims that Google is using its education services package that's marketed to school districts, teachers, and parents as a way to spy on children and their families. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.